ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Eilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Yud. We'll begin at the bottom of Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara there is looking for a makar. How do you know that Kmita has to be done by Yad Yamin? The Gemara brings from Rav Zeira, who makes a drasha from that which it says by Luk Shemen Shal Mitzayra, Elokach HaKoyin Miluk HaShemen V'yotzak Al Kaf HaKoyin HaSmolis. From there we learn Kan Smolis Al Komokam Shnemer Kaf in Yelo Yamin. So the pasuk which talks about Kmitza, there also the pasuk uses the lashon of Kaf V'yimali Kaf Yimimeno. That Kaf means Yamin, only the Kaf of Luk Shemen Shal Mitzayra means Smoil. V'hemshach L'gmar is Mavur. Really we find the pasuk says four times the lashon of Kaf Smolis by Luk Shemen Shal Mitzayra, twice by Mitzayra Osher, twice by Mitzayra Oni. And the Maisa of the Gemara concludes that the first time it says Kaf Smolis, that's Legufei. The second time is to tell us that only over here Kaf is Smolis, everywhere else Kaf is Yamin. The third time is to say, don't learn that the twice Kaf is to tell you Ein Mir Tachar Mir El Lerabis. Then Kaf Yaminis would also be kosher. And the fourth pasuk is to tell us, don't make the joshua that just like over here Kaf is Smolis, so too everywhere else Kaf is also Smolis, rather than the opposite. Dafka over here Kaf means Smolis, but everywhere else it's the Yamin. Rashi over here does bring a Loshen Acher, a different way of explaining the Gemara, however the Apshar Rashi is Doiche. Now later on in Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings the Shita of Rava. Rava has a different Joshua to tell us that Kmitza has to be done by Yamin. He's not masking to the Joshua of Rav Zeira, that Kan Smolis al Komokam Shnemer Kaf, Eine El Yamin. Rava has a Joshua of Yad Yad, to tell us that Din that Kmitza has to be Yamin. The Gemara asks, according to Rava, why do you need the second Pasuk of Kaf Smolis by an Osher? And this Gemara answers, you need the second pasuk to pass all the yamin. Shalei taimer, don't say umab mokam shle nisrabsa smol nisrabsa biyamin, mokam shle nisrabsa smol inigdin shle nisrabsa biyamin. Don't say that since in certain places we say that the smol is pasul and only the yamin is kosher. Over here, where the smol is kosher, koshkan the yamin is also kosher. So the second pasuk is to tell us that kaf smol is bedafka and yamin is pasul. The two times where it says again kaf smol is by an oni, that the Gemara says behemshach, Rava holds kol parsha shenemar v'nishnis. Those additional times where it says Kaf Smolis, those are not extra, they're not used for a drasha. Akapan from the sugya, we see that the din of Loik Shemin Shal Mitzayra, where he has to do Yitzik on his Kaf Smolis, the kuliyam of the din is that if he's Yitzik on his Kaf Yamin, in its posel. According to Rava, the Gemara says clearly that's what you need the second drasha for, and Mashmoy says that Rav Zeira doesn't argue on this din. Rav Zeira apparently doesn't need a second posel to tell us that, he knows it from already one posel. But Akopam, the Karnai over here points out, why Bechlal do you need a Pasuk to tell us that the Yitzik has to be onto his Kaf Smolis? Either way, immediately afterwards the Pasuk says that the Kohen does a Tfilas Etzba or Etzba HaYemonis, and he does Sheva HaZoyis Lefnei Hashem, and he does a Matan Shemen on Tnuch Oizen HaMetar HaYemonis, Boin Yad HaYemonis, Boin Ragla HaYemonis. All that the Kohen does by being Toivel his Etzba HaYemonis, if so, obviously he had to have poured it into his Kaf Smolis. Why do you need a Pasuk Bechlal to tell us this? So the Karen Ayer says, no, the drush is necessary that you should not put the Shemin into a different Kain's Yad Yamin. In other words, there's no din that has to bedafka be the same Kain, and as a matter of fact, the Mishnah in the Goyim is Mavur, and the Chatchila, one Kain is bedafka supposed to pour the Shemin into someone else's Kaf, and then one Kain does the Azais by taking it from the Kaf of the other Kain. This is the Mishnah, Mesechus Negoyim, Perik Yedawid, Mishnah Yud, not al miloik HaShemin v'yotzak l'toich kapay shochaveiroi, v'im yotzak l'toich kaf atzma yotza. The Mishnah says the Chatchil is supposed to pour it into someone else's calf, but the Yavid, if he pours it into his own calf, he's also Yaitse. But Agapan, the Karen Ayer says that's the terz to this question. The Chor, anyways, he has to pour it into his Yad Smoil so that he could do the Azoyis with the Yad Yamin. The terz is it's Nagia, if he's pouring it into someone else's hand, even if he puts it into the calf of a different Kain, also he has to Bedafka put it into the Kain's Yad Smoil and not the Kain's Yad Yamin. Now, what is the Makar to that din of the Mishnah in the Goyim? That he's supposed to pour from the lake Shemin into Kaf Shel Chaveri, not his own Kaf. And the Batanur over there explains the Lashon of the Pasuk, which says, V'lokach HaKoyin Miloik HaShomin, V'yosek Al Kaf HaKoyin HaSmolis. From that Lashon, V'yosek Al Kaf HaKoyin, that's mashmah that he's pouring it onto the hand of a different Koyin, not his own Kaf. Now, as far as the Dam HaOshem is concerned, the same Atonis are done with the Dam as those which are done with the Shemin, on the Boin Yodoy and Boin Ragli and the Tnuch Oizen. And the Karnur says over here, how are the matanis of the Dam HaOsham done? So the Mishnah Negoim says, in Perek Yudal Mishnah Ches, that two kohanim are mekabel the Dam from the Osham. After you shech the Osham, one kohen is mekabel the Dam with the Kli, and the other one is mekabel the Dam with the Yad. The one who's mekavel the kli, he goes and he does the zrikas on the mizbeach with the dam osham. The one who's mekavel biyad, he's going to use that dam to put on the metzirah. Mishnah does not say befeish, the one who's mekavel biyad, whether he uses yad yamin or yad smoil. The Rambam paskins in Perek Daud Hochas Mechusrei Kapara Halacha Beis that uses yad yamin. After he's mekavel the dam in his kaf yamin, so then the Rambam says that the one who's mekavel the dam in his yad yamin, he's ma'aril yad yasmoilus. He pours the dam over into his left hand, and then he does the azois, he's tovel his etzba, and he does the azois with his right hand by dipping it into his left hand. The Rambam is mavur, there's a chilik between the dam and the shemen. The shemen, we saw the Mishnah says, and that's how the Rambam paskins over there, in Perek Daud Mechusrei Kapara Halacha Beis, and the one who's going to do the hazah, he pours the shemen into a different kain's calf, and he does the hazah by dipping it into the other one's calf. Hashenkin, as far as the dam is concerned, he was mekabel the dam in his yad yamin, he pours it into the yad smoil, and he dips his yad yamin into his own yad smoil. Where is the makar to say a chilik between the dam and the shemen? So even though we mentioned before, the Baal Tanura says that the pasuk which talks about the shemen is mashma, the one kain pours from the loga shemen into the other kain's calf. But the question remains, the Karen asks, since we find in all dinim the dam and the shemen are the same, if by the shemen the din is to pour into someone else's calf, and the kain is doing the azayis, he dips his finger into his friend's calf, why don't we say the same thing by dam? They're also, the kain who's mekabel the dam, he should pour it into his friend's hand, and should do the azayis by dipping his finger into his friend's hand. So because of this kasha, the Karen Ur suggests a different pshat in the Mishnah and the Goyim, not like the pshat of the Rav, not that the pasuk has a mashmois, that one kain has to pour from the leg of shemen into the calf of the other kain, rather it's for a practical reason, because since the kain at first he did the matanis of the dam, he was holding the dam in his left hand, afterwards when he pours the leg of shemen into his hand is already meluchlach b'dam, we don't want that the shemen should be nesarev with the dam, for that reason the chatchil he pours it into the hand of a different kain. As far as that which the din is, as the Rambam paskins, that the dam osham, which he was mekabel in his yad yamin, he pours it into the yad smoil, here already we could pose the shayla, that which he has to pour into the yad smoil, is that ma'akev or not? Perhaps it's only for heicha timsa, in order that he should be able to do the hazois by being tovel his yad yamin into the dam, that's why Mamele has to pour into the yad smoil. Is there a din be'etzim that it has to be in the yad smoil? In other words, another way to ask this question would be, what happens if he pours it into the yad yamin of his friend, and he does the tefillas etzba by being tovel into his friend's yad yamin, would that be kosher? As we saw, Ersuyi is muchach, that as far as the Shemr is concerned, he has the bedafka pour into his yad smoil. The shayla will be, would dam also have the din that it's ma'akev, that it be poured into the yad smoil, and cannot be in yad yamin of chaveroi? So this question is posed when the chadusha agrees over here, is this din ma'akev, that the dam be poured from yad yamin into yad smoil, and be held in the yad smoil at the time of the tefillas etzba? He brings the tesefta, which is mashma, that it's posel. However, Badas HaRam on the Biskrov says, Rambam is mashma otherwise, because the Rambam paskins that if the kohen is supposed to be mekabel the dam with yad yamin and then pour it over to yad smoil, if he was mekabel it originally with yad smoil, then it's possible. The Rambam does not paskin that if he was mekabel be yamin and he did not pour it into yad smoil, for example, he poured it into the yad yamin of a different kohen and he did the hazois by being tevel's espa in the other kohen's hand, then the Rambam does not paskin that it's possible. The Rambam would be ktas mashma that in that case it would be kosher. And this would be tully. The Mari Kurkus over here on that Rambam says, what is Rambam's Makar? Where does he get this din that after the Kain is Makabal the Dam be Yamin, he's supposed to pour over to the Yad Smoil? He says the Rambam can mean one of two things. Either he can mean because practically speaking, he has to do the Hazayis with Yad Yamin, so Akar he has to pour it over into the Yad Smoil to hold the Dam. And also he says, Efshar, Dinasina de Dam, Vinasina de Shemen, Yalfi Me'adodi. We learn our din from the Shemen to the Dam, so the same way by the Shemen, he pours it from Yad Yamin into Yad Smoil. As the pasuk says beferish, so too for the dam also, he has to pour from yad yamin to the yad smoil, and hold it in his left hand while he's being tovel etzboi to do the matanis. And this will be the nafkamina between the two pshatim of the Mari Korkis. If it was only a practical issue, then the case where he poured it over to the yad yamin of chaveroi, and he did the matanis by being tovel's etzba into his friend's hand, so in that case it would be kosher. If however there's a din that a bedafka has to be in yad smoil, as we see in our sigur by Shemen it's ma'akev, then by dam as well also, for learning dam from Shemen, also by dam the din would be that it has to be dafka b'yad smol, and otherwise it's possible with d'yeved. Now I've just mentioned that although we brought from the Rambam who paskins that by dam asher matzir, the one who's mekabel b'yad, he has to be mekabel b'yad yamin, not everyone is maskim to this. In the Pirush HaRash on the Mishnah in the Goyim, Perek Yudav Mishnah Ches, the Rash quotes a Tosefta which says not like that, that the kohen who's mekabel b'yad, he has to be mekabel dafka b'smol. And the Rash says, what is the Makar to say this? Why should he have to be Mekabel b'smoil? The Rash quotes the Pasuk, Al-Kapay has smolis. Even though that pasuk is not talking about dam, that pasuk is talking about shemen. So how's that a raya that the Kabbalah Saddam is supposed to be with his left hand? So the Chasdi David in his spiritual and Tesefta and others, they explain, what the Rash means to say is that we learn dinim from the shemen to the dam. Just like the shemen is niskabel in the left hand of the kohen, when he pours it to hold it, he pours it into his left hand, so too the dam ha'oshem also is niskabel in the left hand of the kohen. It seems like these achrenim understand that by pouring the shemen into his hand, that's considered like a kabbalah. It's a kabbalah of the shemen, therefore we learn kabbalah sadam from kabbalah sashemen, just like the kabbalah sashemen is dafkin yad smolus, so too the kabbalah sadam. But we have to remember this is an important machlikis. How is the dam oshem niskabel, the dam which is being niskabel biyad, to be used for the matonis on the metzora? The sheet of the Ram is that it's niskabel biyad yamin. The Ram says if he does it biyad smol, it's possible b'diavad. Mashenkin the Rash, based on the Tesefta, says there has to be niskabel in the yad smol. We'll see this machlekes will be negated to us later on Omid Beis. Now continue on in the Gemara. After Rabbi Zeira explained all the four times where it says kav smolus in the psukim, so at the bottom of Tesla Mabez, Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zeira, why does he have to say Albayin Yodi Hayemonis for Albayin Regla Hayemonis by the Matonis of Shemen? The Pasuk already says where the Matonis of Dam have to be done. That has to be done Albayin Yodi Hayemonis and Albayin Regla Hayemonis. When it talks about the Shemen, the Pasuk anyways says Al Dam Osham, that the Shemen gets placed where the Dam was. So why does he have to say Albayin Yodi Hayemonis and Albayin Regla Hayemonis by the Matonis of Shemen? Nedgma answers Chad Lahachshut Stodin v'Chad Lifsel Tzidet Stodin. The Pasuk is telling us that the Matonis of Shemen are kosher on the sides of the thumb and the big toe, but not underneath. If that's as far as Shemen is concerned, what about as far as the Matonis of Dam? So in the Sefer Taras HaKadosh, she explains that once we have a drasha from the Matonis of Shemen, then we can learn back from the Matonis of Shemen to the Matonis of Dam, since the Pasuk says they're done in the same place. So we know that the Matonis of Dam as well are kosher on the Tzadim, but not the Tzidet Tzadim. And he proves like this in the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara then asks, Al Dam HaOshram, Al Mokam Dam HaOshram, L'mayosu. As Rashi explains, why do you need two psukim, one by Mitzari Osher, one by Mitzari Oni, to tell us that the Matonis of Shemen have to be in the Mokam of the Dam? The Lashon of Rashi is, in Dibur Maschal Lomali, Bishl Machad Kasvei, we understand why the Torah has to tell it to us the first time, Lashmin and Dita and Shemen Al Hadam V'loy Etzlai. If the Torah would have just said that you put both the Shemen and the Dam on the Bahinis, you would not have known the shemen has to be on the exact same spot of the bayin where the dam was. It could have been next to it. However, why do you need the second time to say again, Al Mokam Dam HaOsham? And Taras HaKadosh was bothered over here. What does Rashi mean to say that from this pasuk you learn there has to be the exact same spot? We just learned previously that the matonis of shemen could be even on the tzadim. He says, Akarach, you see from this Rashi that the dam also could be on the tzadim. If the dam would have to be dafka on the top of the bayin where the nail is, and only as far as the Matanis of Shemen are concerned, that's where we have a drasha to learn even the Stadim. And obviously the Matanis of Shemen do not bedafka have to be exactly on the Matanis of Dam. Akarach etzmucha from here that the Matanis of Dam also could even be on the Stadim. Akalpam, so what's the teres of the Gemara? Why do you need both Al Dam HaOsham and Al Mokam Dam HaOsham? The Gemara says, if it would only have said Dam HaOsham, Hava mina isei in niskaneach loy, because of Rachman Al Mokam, the Pasuk has to say Al Mokam to tell you that it's kosher to put it there, even if the dam is no longer there, it's already niskaneach. The Gemara continues, V'i kosev rachman Al Mokam, if it would only say the second Pasuk of Al HaMokam, Hava mina dafka niskaneach, Aval isa imba havichat sitzo, Kamash blon Al Dam HaOsham. The Torah has to tell us both, Al Dam HaOsham and Al Mokam Dam HaOsham, to tell us that it's kosher either way, whether there's dam there, it's not a problem to put the shemen, it's not a problem of chatzitzo, or if the dam is not there, also it's kosher. Don't say that the shemen has to bedafka be on the place where the dam still is. Al-Kapam, the Maisel comes out, at least the way Rashi learns over here, is that the shemen has to be bedafka on the dam, exactly the part of the thumb which had the dam. Whether the dam is presently there or not doesn't matter, but it has to be exactly the same spot where the dam was. This is Mavur from Rashi, as we saw. Rashi said that the first pasuk, Al-Dam Oshem, that is necessary to tell us that the shemen has to be bedafka on the dam, v'loy etzloy, it can't be next to the dam, it has to be exactly on the dam. Even after we have the second pasuk, Al Mokam Dam HaOsham, that's just to tell us that the dam does not have to be there presently, but that doesn't change that the shemen still has to be exactly the spot where the dam was, where the dam still is. Now the Rambam, however, is mevur not like this. The Rambam in Perek Hei Hilchos Mechusrei Kaparo Halacha Aleph, he says like this, Nosan Al Tzidei Abahunis Kosher, Nosan Al Tzidei Tzidei Emposel. Kepshutei, the Rambam over here is talking both about the shemen and the dam. The Chavetz Chaim in Zevach Taiti, he proves from this Rambam, Aderech, we said before from the Taras HaKadosh, even though the Gemara seems to be making a drasha as far as the Shemin, that Tzidei Bahinis is kosher, Tzidei Tzidim is possible. Once we know as far as the Shemen that that's the din, we can learn from the Shemen to the Dam. Dam also on the Tzidim will be kosher, but Tzidei Tzidim will be possible. Chavetz Chaim says that from this Ram is much like this as well. Ram brings the din of Tzidim and Tzidei Tzidim. Pashas, he's talking about both of the Shemen and the Dam. Rakapan Ram then continues and he says, Bein Shenosna Shemen Adam Osham Atzmi Milamalo, Bein Shenosan Bitzad Adam, Afilu Niskaneach Adam Kudim Shiitan Hashem Al Bahinois Yotza. Shenemra Amokim Dam HaOsham. Ram Paskin said it's kosher whether you put the Shemen on top of the Dam, meaning if the Dam is still there and you put the Shemen on top of it, or if you put the Shemen on the side of the Dam, and even if the Dam is not there at all, it's very Niskaneach, also it's kosher. Since we know from the Pasuk says, Al-Mokim Dam Ha'osham, the Ram is Mashma, not like Rashi, the Ram is Mashma, it doesn't have to be that the Shemen is Bedafka on the Dam, and it doesn't either have to be exactly in the spot where the Dam was, it could be even next to the Dam, and even if the Dam is not there at all, so it's not on top of the Dam, and it's not placed next to the Dam, because there is no Dam right now, still the din is kosher, that you learn from the Pasuk which says, Al-Mokim Dam Ha'osham. The Lech Mishnah over there points out that the Ramam is not like Rashi, Rashi which we mentioned, Rashi's Mavur, if you just have one pasuk, you would have said that the Shemen has to be on top of the Dam, which is still there. The second pasuk tells us that the Dam does not have to still be there. But Rashi's mashma that lemaisa, that the Shemen does have to be on the exact spot where the Dam was placed. It doesn't make a difference if the Dam is there now or not, but either way, the Shemen has to have been exactly on that spot. And then the Lech Mishnah continues further, and he says, perhaps we could say that there's really no machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. That was Rashi said that if you would have had one pasuk, you would have said the Shemen has to be exactly on the Dam. Rashi is also masking that after you have the second Pasuk, which says, Al-Mokim Dam Ha'osham, it doesn't have to be that the Dam is still there. Now already we learn two things. Firstly, we learn that the Dam could have been Niskaneach. And secondly, we learn that it doesn't have to be exactly on that spot. Next word is also good. In other words, the only reason to say that the Shemen has to be Bedafka on the exact spot where the Dam was placed, that's only if the Shemen has to be on top of the Dam, which is still there. Once we learn from a Pasuk that the Dam doesn't have to be there anymore, then really there's no reason to say that the Shemen has to be Bedafka on the exact same spot where the Dam had been placed. Really, once you have the second Pasuk, then really you can learn both things. The Shemen doesn't have to be on that exact spot where the Dam was placed. Now we should just point out, Lachar, this Lech HaMishnah seems to be difficult to understand, because the point of Rashi over here was to say, why is Mer only bothered, why it has to say twice, Adam Osham and Mokam Dam Osham? Rashi says the first time is necessary. Why is the first time necessary to tell us they have to put the Shemen exactly on top of the Dam? The Gemara was only bothered by why does it have to say a second time? That the Gemara says a second time is to tell you that it could even be Niskaneach. The way the Lech Mishnah understands that Lemaisa after the two Psukim, the din that comes out Lemaisa is that the Shemen does not have to be on top of the Dam doesn't have to still be here, and Lemaisa doesn't have to either be in the place where the Dam once was. So then the Kasha would remain, why do we have to have either one of these two Psukim? Let us skip both of the Psukim. If you wouldn't have either Pasuk, also Lechar the Din would have been that you could put the Shemen anywhere on the Bayin, it doesn't have to be on top of the Dam, it doesn't have to be where the Dam still is or the Dam was. Lechar, if the Torah would not have said either one of these Psukim, you would have reached the same conclusion. Lechar Rashi understood that the first Pasuk is necessary to tell us that the Shemen cannot be anywhere on the Bayin, anywhere on the Bayin or the Tzidei HaBayin, it has to be Bedafka on the spot where the Dam was placed. Once you have that Pasuk, that could lead one to make a mistake and think that the Dam still has to be there. For that you need the second pasuk of Al-Mokim Dam Osham to say that it's kosher even if it's Niskaneach. But if the Maskana, we go back to what we were thought originally before any of the Psukim, the Shemen could be anywhere on the Bain or the Tzidei HaBain, it doesn't have to be in the exact spot where the Dam was placed. If so, then the problem would come back. Why do you need either one of these Psukim? If the Torah would skip both of the Psukim also, we reach the same conclusion. Now we'll continue on. Further down the Omer, the Gemara brings a memo, Rabba Bar Barchano, B'Shem Rav Shimon Ben Lokish, Kamakam Shnemra Etzpa Vikuhuna Ine El Liyamin. Originally, Gemara thought that means to say only a place where it says both Etzpa and Kahuna. That's where we know there has to be Yamin. And that Gemara asks Akasha, Harik Mitzad Loiksibo El Kahuna doesn't say the word Yad, it only says Kain, and still there is a comment with Smoil's Apostle. And this Gemara answers, Amarava, O Yetzpa O Kahuna, Rishakash does not mean that it has to say both, one or the other is enough to tell us the din of Yad Yamin. The Shita Mekubetz over here asks a very strong kasha, and Ois test, he says, Teimo, my parach, what's the Gemara's kasha? Harei Gzeir Shava, di yad yad, l'kmitza. We have read Gzeir Shava. Rava said before that the din is that Kemitz is being min because of yad yad. Rav Zeir had a different pshat. He learned from the extra time it says, Kafa kain smolis. We learn kan smolis, so kol mokam shenemra kafa in yalo yamin. But how can we over here ask it as a kasha that what's the makar that Kmitza has to be Biyamin, we already have two Makaris, we have Rav Zeriv's Pshat and we have Rav's Pshat. So the Shittim Gretz answers this question, he says, V'shem Yeshlemer Deparach Mekidish Kaimitz. When the Gemara asks over here, Harry Kmitza Dloik Sivba El Kahuna, the Gemara is not talking about the Maisa Kmitza, the Gemara is talking about the Kiddush Kaimitz. That's like the Gemara says, V'hemshech and Amad Beiz. The other Gemara asks, after we know already that Rish Lakish's Klal is even in a place where it only says Kahuna, it's also enough to tell us that B'yad Yamin. If so, the Gemara asks, what do you need the drasha of Yad Yad according to Rava? And the Gemara answers, Chad LeKemitz v'Chad LeKiddush Kemitz. So the Shita is saying that here on Amud Aleph as well, we knew that you could darshan from Yad Yad, that the Kemitz has to be Bimin. The Gemara wanted to know, what is the Makar to say that the Kiddush Kemitz also has to be Bimin? And the Chadush agrees over here, he says another teretz to this Kasha. He says, when the Gemara asks, Hari Kemitz to Dloik Sivba Ala Kahuna, the Gemara means to ask, Echem we have the drasha of Rava Yad Yad, which tells us that the Kemitz has to be Bimin. But there's nafkamina whether it has to be Bimin because of the drasha of Rava, or whether it has to be Bimin because of the Klal of Rish Lakish. The Klal of Rish Lakish is a rule which avodas have to be done by Yad Yamin. Any avoda which has the word etzpa or kahuna, the Torah is telling us that's an avoda which requires dafka Yad Yamin. In other words, it's a din mitzad da avoda, just like avodas are kosher only with a kayin, not with a zar, only by amida, not by yeshiva. If the pasuk uses the word etzpa or kahuna, then there's an additional din that it's kosher only by Yad Yamin, meaning there's a din mitzad da avoda, the hechsher avoda requires dafka Yad Yamin. The drasha of Rava, Yad Yad, which tells us that Kmitza needs dafka Yamin, it's not because the avoda's Kmitza needs Yad Yamin, rather it's a specific din to define what is a Kmitza. Kmitza is filling his hand with seilas of the mincha, filling which hand? Filling Yad Yamin, the Yimali Kapa Yamin, filling his right hand, that's called a Maisa Kmitza, filling his left hand, that's not a Kmitza. So it's not the avoda that has to be done by Yamin, rather it's a description of what is considered a Kmitza. The Biskra brings out this chilek, he says, there'll be nafkamina as far as the Gemara earlier in the Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara there in the Shita of Ben Beseira says that if you do a Kmitza b'smoil, you can put it back and redo the Kmitza. And the Gemara there says, there's a svar to say that dafka b'smoil, that's where you can redo the Kmitza. Mishum d'isle hechshir b'yom kippurim, we find that sometimes the Torah did allow avoda b'smoil. And the Biskra says, that svar would make sense if you say the reason why Kmitza has to be b'yamin is because it requires an avoda b'yamin. If that's the pshat, and we find that sometimes the Torah was machshir and avoided b'smoil, that would be reason to say why the psul of smoil is more kal. If, however, the reason why kmitza has to be b'yamin is because of the drasha of yad yad, which defines the maisa kmitza as filling his right hand with seilas, if that's the psul of smoil, then it would not make sense to say that smoil is more kal because we find sometimes the Torah was machshir and avoided b'smoil on Yom Kippur. That would not be reason to say why over here doing kmitza b'smoil is more kal. The reason why it has to be b'smoil has nothing to do with the fact that it's an avoda. It wouldn't make a difference to us that sometimes the Torah was machshir and avoda b'smoil. So this is the kasha of the Gemara that Biskra explains. When the Gemara asks, Hari Kmitza d'loik Sivba Ela Kahuna, the Gemara means to say, Enich nami you would need Yad Yamin because of the drasha of Rava Yad Yad, but it would not require that the avoda's Kmitza be done by Yamin. It would be a different gather. The Gemara wants to know, what is the makar that Kmitza needs Yamin mitzad its dine avoda? And the Minchas of Rama over here, he brings with shame the Brisk Rav, he adds a little bit further, he says, if the din Yamin by Kmitza was not mitzad avodas Kmitza, rather the Maisa Kmitza itself is specifically defined as being done by Yad Yamin, if that was the case, then the Rabbanon who argue on Ben Beseira, they hold that when a Kmitza is done by Psul, you cannot put it back and redo the Kmitza, that would dafka be in the case where it's possible mitzad avoda. For example, if a Zar did the Kmitza, it's an avoda Psula, there the Rabbanon hold you cannot put it back and redo the Kmitza. Mashenkin, if the Kmitza was done by Yad Smoil, according to this tzad, that it's not a psal mitzad da avido, it's a psal mitzad the Kmitza itself, this is not the definition of a Maisa Kmitza, then the Rabbanon would be masking to Ben Beseira that if the Kmitza was done by Yad Smoil, you can't put it back, because that's as if there was no Maisa Kmitza done at all. It's not an avido psula, rather it's not a Maisa Kmitza, the Rabbanon would be masking that you could put it back and redo the Kmitza. So this fits to the Maskana Sagamara over here. The Maskana, the reason why Kmitza needs Yamin is mitzad is dine avido. As the Gemara concludes, for the Klal of Rish Lakish, it doesn't have to have both Lashenis, Etzma, and Kahuna. If it has one or the other, that's enough to tell us that the Avodah has to be done by Yamin. So Maisa, that's the Maskana, the reason why Kmitza needs Yamin, is Mitzad is Dini Avodah. That fits with the Gemara in the Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara says as far in Ben Beseira, that perhaps only Smoil, you could put it back, Shekein Achsher B'Yom HaKippurim. That fits with this Tzad, that the reason why Kmitza needs Yamin is Mitzad is Dini Avodah. That's the Pshat in the Shita of the Chachamim, the argument on Ben Beseira. They hold when the Kmitza was done with Yad Smoil, you cannot put it back. That's because the reason why you need Yad Yamin is Mitzad the Dini Avoda, not because of the Maisa Kmitza. If that was the case, then you would have been able to put it back. Maskana the Dini Yamin by Kmitza is only Mitzad its Dini Avoda, and not because the Maisa Kmitza is defined as being done by Yamin. The maskana of our sugya is, as the Gemara says in Amud Beis, the drasha which Rava brings, yad yad, that's for matan kli, it's not for avodas kmitza. There is a left for ha'ara on the brisker Rava, for the Gemara's kasha over here in Amud Beis. The Gemara asks us as a kasha, once we have the klal of Rish Lakish, if it says the lashon of kahuna in the pasuk, then we know that avodah has to be done by yamin. If so, the Gemara asks, why do you need the drasha of Rava, yad yad? L'chayr, according to the brisker Rava, the Gemara's kasha would seem to be hard to understand. What is the kasha? Why do you need two drushas? The two drushas are telling us two different dinim. The pasuk which says v'kamatz ha'kayin, from there we know the kmitza needs yamin mitzadis dinei avoda, and the drusha of Rava yad yad, that would tell us a different din that the ma'isa kmitza requires to be done by yamin. The chodis are two different dinim. What's the Gemara's kasha? This would seem to be ha'ara on the brisker Rav. Now further in the Gemara's teretz over there in Amud Beis, also we have to understand that the Gemara answers chad l'kaymitz v'chad l'kiddush kaymitz, which kibshutei means the pasuk of v'kamatz ha'kayin. That tells us that the kmitza has to be done by Yad Yamin, and the drasha of Rava Yad Yad, that would tell us about the Kiddush Kaimitz. The Chayr, according to the Brisker Rav, it should come out that the two dinim are fundamentally different. The din that the Kaimitz needs Yad Yamin, that's because it's dinei Avoda. That which the Matan Kli needs Yad Yamin, that will be a different gather. That will be because the Avoda's Matan Kli Be'etzem is only when it's done by Yad Yamin. This would also seem to be a great Kiddush. Rakapam, to get back to the Gemara over here on Amud Aleph, the Shittim Kubetz is his Kasha. He asks, what is the Gemara asking over here? If Rish Lakish means that you need both Etzma and Kahuna to tell us the din that it has to be done by Yad Yamin, then how do you know that Kmitza needs to be Yad Yamin? And the problem is, what's the Gemara bothered by? We have Rava's drasha of Yad Yad. So the Shita answer, the Gemara over here is referring to the din of Matan Kli. What's the Makar that Matan Kli needs Yad Yamin? And the Bishkov answered a different terrorist. The Gemara wants to know, what is the Makar that Kmitza needs Yad Yamin mitzad its dinei avoida? Now continue on to the next kasha of the Gemara. Abaya asks, from Hiloche Sivorim the Kevish, but the pasuk does say loshon of kahuna v'hikrav hakayin es hakoyel. Yet still, we see the Mishnah says haregel sheyamin b'smoyel. Halacha sevarim the kevish can be done b'smoyel. And this Gemara answers ki yamin an oyetz ba'i kahuna b'davar ha'ma'akiv kapara. The cloud that has to be done b'yamin, if it says loshon of etz for kahuna, that's only in a type of avoda which is ma'akiv kapara. Halacha sevarim the kevish is not ma'akiv kapara. The Rashi over here says something interesting. Rashi explains and tiber maslu mashani. That when the Gemara answers, Halacha Sivarim the Kevish is not something which is Ma'akev Kapara, Rashi says what it means to say is, the Efshar Lifshoit Umunateach Itzala Kevish, Inamim Yeshkainim Harbe Yoshitu Zelaze. Rashi is explaining why is it that Halacha Sivarim the Kevish is not an Avodah which is Ma'akev, because it's possible not to need Halacha at all. You could do the Hefshit and the Nituach next to the Kevish. They say there is no Halacha Sivarim, or one Kain can pass it to another one that would not be considered an Halacha. So since there's a way to be ma'akiv these Yivorim without doing a halacha, therefore it's not an avodah which is ma'akiv, and the din is that it's kosher even b'smoil. This Rashi seems to be saying, not like one would have understood the Gemara kipshutai, perhaps one would have understood. What the Gemara means to say is, halacha seivorim lekevish is not ma'akiv kapara, because the din is that even if you're not ma'akiv deimurim b'chlal, the carbon is kosher. Haktar simum is not ma'akiv in the hechshir carbon. That lechay will be the pashup shan of what the Gemara means to say, that halacha seivorim lekevish is not dover ma'akiv kapara. This kasha is asked by many achronim, the Karen Oira, the Taras HaKadosh, the Rishash, and others. Why does Rashi not want to explain the Gemara the way we would understand Kipshutai? And the truth is that Rashi himself, in Zvachim Chav Daud Amud Beis, where the identical Shaka Vatai appears over there, Rashi over there in Dibur Maschal HaMa'akav Kapara, he does say like this, that when the Gemara says, Halacha Seivorim is not Ma'akav Kapara, Rashi says, Duhu Asmai Shloi Hukner Emurim Kosher, because the carbon is kosher without any Yaktaras Emurim Bechlal. That's the simple reason why Halacha Seivorim is not Ma'akev Kapara. And the Karen Oyer later on, in Menachas Daf Chavov, he discusses our sugya and he says there's a major nafkamina between the two pshatim of Rashi. The way Rashi says in Zvachim, Halacha Seivorim Lekevish is not Ma'akev Kapara, because the whole Akhtar Simum is not Ma'akev, and then it will be that even the Akhtar also would be kosher b'smoil. The Gemara over here is addressing Halacha, because that we have a right from a Mishnah, which is Mavur that Halacha is kosher b'smoil. But the way Rashi explains the answer of the Gemara, it's not something which is ma'akev kapara, then it would come out that Hu'adin, the Haktar itself, would also be kosher b'yad smoil. However, the way Rashi explains over here by us in Menachos, when the Gemara says, Halacha Seivorim Lekevish is not ma'akev kapara, Rashi says the Gemara means to say because you could get around Halacha Seivorim Lekevish, you could be ma'akev deimurim without needing an halacha, but according to that, the Haktar itself, which you need to do Haktar on deimurim, that wouldn't need to be done b'yad yamin. So this is a major nafkamina between the two pshatim of Rashi, and again the question is, the Pshat and Zvachim would seem to be more Pashat. What is the Pshat and Rashi over here? Now this Karen Oyer, which we just mentioned, is referring to a Tosis over there on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. Taisa over there is explaining the Gemara. The Gemara brings a brisa which says, Hector chalovim veivarim is kosher bein bimin bein bismayel. Behemshach, in that same brisa, it also says, Hakoymetz v'aktoris v'alavoyno shehelo bein biyad bein bekli bein bimin bein bismayel ksherin. And Taisa says, definitely the safe of that brisa is going according to the sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the one who holds, you could be makter hakoymetz, even biyad or even bismayel. The Gemara over there explains the brisa means letzadim ktani, that if you do a biyad, then it has to be bimin. If you do a bekli, then it could be bein bimin bein bismayel. Bakapam, the seif over there is definitely going according to Reb Shimon. And Taisus has a suffix. He says, perhaps the ratio which says that Akhtaris Emurim could be done, bein bimin, bein bismayel, maybe that's also going only according to the Shita of Reb Shimon. But Lididan, according to Rabbanu, would have to be dafka bimin. Inami Taisus says, perhaps even Rabbanu are maskim, just as we find Hailocha Seivarim, the Kevesh, is kosher even bismayel, who adin Akhtaris itself is also kosher bismayel. This is the suffix of Taisus over there. And the Beskrov over here explains, this was the suffix of Taisvis. Taisvis is tut studim, whether Hector Chalov and Veivarim could be kosher bismoil, this Tali, what is the Pshani Agamara which says, that Hilocha Seivarim the Kevish is kosher bismoil, since it's not Ma'akev Kapara. One side is, the way Rashi explains in Zvachim, it's not Ma'akev Kapara means because the whole Akhtara Seimurim is not Ma'akev Kapara. If that's the case, Taisvis means to say, that even the Akhtara would also be kosher bismoil. The other side would be that Hilocha Seivarim the Kevish could be done bismoil because it's not Ma'akev Kapara. That means, like Rashi says over here by Yosim Menachis, it means that you could be Mevatel Avodas Hilocha by doing the Hefshet V'Nituch next to the Mizbeach or by passing him from one kain to another kain. If that's the case, then it's a specific Svar by Hilocha, but the Akhtar itself would need to be done b'yamin because that's not something which you can avoid. Hakapara, based on this, we can understand what would be the Pshan Rashi over here. Why does he not explain the way that he does in Zvachim, which would seem to be a more posh Pshat in the Gemara? The answer will be perhaps that Rashi understood the Reis over there on Daf Chavav is going with Das Reb Shimon, but the Rabbanon they hold that the Hakhtar Seimurim needs Dafka B'yamin. Perhaps Rashi held that there's a Mashmais in Esrika to this, because the Gemara's Mashmais with the Dafka Hilocha Seivarim the Kevish, that's just Kosher B'smoil, but the Hakhtar itself would need B'yamin. Therefore Rashi was forced to say that when the Gemara explains that it's Kosher B'smoil because it's not Ma'akev Kapara, the Gemara cannot mean that it's not Ma'akev Kapara because you don't have to be Ma'akev Daimurim Bechlal, the carbon is kosher without Haktara. Because if that was the case, then the Haktara itself would also be kosher Bismoil. Rashi held that the Haktara needs Yamin, and therefore he explained that it's a specific Svara as far as Hailocha Seivarim Lekevesh, since this is an Avoida which one could avoid. Now, the Chayr will be another Nafkamina to these two Stadim. Where is it then as far as Shvicha Shiraim? Shvicha Shiraim is an Avoida which is not Ma'akev Kapara. After the Ikra Zrikas were done already, the carbon already has a kapara. Yet on the other hand, it's not something which one could avoid. There's no way to get around the mitzvah of Shvicha Shiraim. And there's dam left after the matanis, the Ikra matanis of the carbon are done. There's a mitzvah to pour the Shiraim Liseda Mizbeach. You can't avoid that avoidah. So if you understand what the Gemara means to say over here is that Elochas Yivarim Lekevesh is an avoidah which could be avoided. That's why it's Kosher Bismoil. That does not apply by Shvicha Shiraim. It would need to be done by Yamin. If the Gemara means that any avodah which is not ma'akev in the hechsher of the carbon does not need yamin, if so, shvicha shirayim also would be kosher b'smoil. Hakapam, this discussion is to explain why Rashi over here does not say the way he does in Zvachim that Hilocha Seivarim is not ma'akev kapara because the whole Akhtaris Emurim is not ma'akev kapara. But as far as what Rashi does say, that Hilocha Seivarim is an avodah which could be nisbatel, you don't have to do it, you could do the hefshet v'nituach next to the kevesh, or one kain can pass it to another kain. So over here there's a few ha'aras. On the first pshat of Rashi, that the hefshet v'nituach could be done next to the kevesh, so the Shita Mekubetzes over here in Ois Chafei, he's gerus in Rashi different, efshel lishchait umlanateach yitzel kevesh. You could do the shchita next to the kevesh. However, the way we have the gerus of Rashi b'faneinu, which is also a Rashi in Dvachim daf yudar amul beiz, and Dibur Maschal Hilocha Seivarim, there Rashi says clearly that Hilocha Seivarim is something which is efshel to be mevatel. Rashi says, Shem rotza mafshit umlanateach yitzel hamizbeach. The way Rashi says over there in Zvachim and Ergis over here in Menachis, without the change of the Shechita Mekubetzes, the Mashmois of Rashi would be that even if you do Shechita far away from the Kevesh, but afterwards if you bring the Behema and you do the Hefshet V'Nituach next to the Kevesh, that's also a way of being Mevatel L'Avodah of the Hilocha. And the Pshat would be that Avodah Seilocha Seivarim only begins after Hefshet V'Nituach. Before that, bringing the animal from the Mokam Shechita to a different Mokam where you're going to do the Hefshet V'Nituach, that would not be considered part of the Avodah. So when Rashi wants to explain why you could be Mevatel Avodah Seilocha of the Eivarim, he says all you need to do is do the Hefshet V'Nituach next to the Kevesh. That's very enough to be Mevatel Avodah Seilocha. And the Biskrov explains, what is the Pshat in this? Why is it that bringing the carbon from the Mokum Shechita to next to the Kevesh, where you're going to do the Hefshet V'nituach, why is it not considered an Avodah Sailocha, just because the Hefshet V'nituach was not yet done? So the Rishkov explains, because Avodah Sailocha is a din to be done to a Yvarim. And before the animal had Hefshet V'nituach, it's not yet a Yvarim, it's a whole animal, and then Hailocha was said on a Yvarim, not on the whole Behema. Therefore, only after Hefshet V'nituach was done, if you bring the animal closer to the Mizbech at that point, that's part of the Avodah. In Sefer Minchas Avraham over here, he says, as Briskov did not explain Rashi that before Hefshet V'nituach it's not considered part of Avodah Sailocha because it's not yet Roy for Akhtara. Lachar, that could have also been another way of explaining it, that before Hefshet V'nituach it's not yet Roy for Akhtara, and Avodah Sailocha is only on something which is really Roy for Akhtara. Minchas Avraham says, Lachar, that pshat is not correct, because if that was the case, then it would also only be considered an Avodah of Ailocha Seivarim after the Zrika was done already. In this then we don't find anywhere Pashtus. Even if you're Moilach, even if you bring the Ivarim to the Mizbech before the Zrika was done, it's also part of Hilocha Seivarim, it's part of the Avodah, even though it's not yet Roy for Akhtara until the Zrika. So Akarcha, that's not correct. Even if Ivarim are not yet Roy, since eventually they will become Roy, bring it close to the Mizbech, now it is considered an Avodah Seilocha. And the Pshat is, as the Rishkov explains, it's not yet Ivarim, and the Mitzvah of Hilocha is only after it's already considered Ivarim. Now, I'll just mention briefly another Kasha over here, which the Karen Oira addresses. He says, the way Rashi explains over here by us, that the reason why Hilocha Seivarim Lekevesh can be done by Smoil is because it's not Makav Kapar, that means to say it's an Avodah which could be avoided. If so, he asks, Hilocha Sadam also is an Avodah which could be avoided. It's possible for one to do the Shechita right next to the Mizbeach and be Makabal Adam there and do a Zrika without any Hilocha Sadam, as the Gemara discusses in Zvachim Daf Yudawid. For this reason, the Shechita of Reb Shimon over there in Zvachim is that Hilocha Sadam is not really an Avodah. It's not mafagal the carbon, and the reason is because if Shimon says it's an avodah which is efshir levatla, therefore it's not considered an avodah. But Hakapam, the Karen Oira asks, according to the Rabban who argued with Shimon, they hold that Hilocha Sadam has to be done dafka biyamin, and the third way Rashi learned over here in Ersugyo, that the reason why Hilocha Sivram lekevesh doesn't have to be biyamin is because it's efshir levatla, so too Hilocha Sadam is also efshir levatla. That should be a reason why even according to the Rabbanon it should be kosher b'smoil. This is the kasha of the Karen Oira. The Maaseh is kasha is assuming that the Pshat and the Shita of the Rabban who argue with Shimon and Zvachim, the Pshat is because they hold that Hilocha Sadam is considered an avodah even though it's efshir levatla, it's still considered an avodah anyhow. There are, however, rayas from Rishonim. The Rambam seems to hold like this, that the Rabban who argue with Shimon, it's not the Pshat that they hold, even though avodah Hilocha is efshir levatla, still when you do it, it is considered an avodah. Rather, they hold that it's efshir levatla, one has to do with Hilocha Sadam. One cannot be sheikh next to the Mizbech and do a Kabbalah and a Zrika without any Hilocha. You always need to do Hilocha. If so, Hilocha Sadam is not an Avodah which is Efshir Levatla, and the Kasha of the Karen Oira would not be difficult. Now, continue on towards the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara discusses the Shita of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds in the Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Tezvov that Kabbalah Sadam Bismail is kosher. The Gemara here asks the Kasha, the Pasuk says, V'ekrivu b'nei Aaron ha-kainim es-sadom. This is referring to Kabbalah, so we see a Lashon of Kainim by Kabbalah, the that should be Mechayiv that it be done B'yamin. The Gemara answers, according to Rav Shimon, the word Kahuna alone is not enough to tell us that something has to be B'yamin. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara holds that if it says Yamin or Etzba, then Rav Shimon does hold that that's Mechayiv B'yamin. Etzba loy boi Kahuna, Kahuna boi Etzba. The word Etzba on its own is enough to tell us that it has to be B'yamin without Kahuna, but the word Kahuna is not enough to tell us that it needs B'yamin without Etzba. Now the Gemara then continues at the top of Amud Beis, and here, as you'll see, there are a few Gersois in the Gemara's Kasha. The Gersa that we have, Vari Zrika Dlik Sif Be'el Kahuna, Utran Zark B'Smal Apostle V'Leipolog Rav Shimon. And this is by answers, Rav Shimon does argue in the Braisa, Rav Shimon holds that Zrika B'Smal is kosher. The same Gemara appears in Zvachim Chav Daud Amud Beis, and there also the Gersa B'Fanenu is Vari Zrika, the Gemara is asking, according to Rav Shimon, the din should be, that Zrika should be kosher b'smoil, and the one answers Einich Hanami, Rav Shimon does hold that way, that Zrika is kosher b'smoil. This is the Gersa of Rashi over there in Zvachim as well, and Rashi over there explains that even though we do find that Rav Shimon holds that by Matan Dam Chatos, it has to be done dafka b'yamin, because by Matan Dam Chatos, the Pasuk uses a lashon of Etzva. So Rashi over there in Zvachim explains that what the Gemara means to say is by all other Karbonis except for Chatos, Rav Shimon holds that the Matan Dam is kosher b'smoil, Chatos is the only exception. Now, Tosis, however, over here in Dibur Maschel Vare Zrika, he's Meirich, and Zvachem Chovdar Mebeis, he's Meirich even more. He asks a number of kashas on Rashi's Pshat in the Sugya. Again, that which Rashi was Geiris, that the Gemara is asking Zrika, according to Rav Shimon, should be kosher b'smoil, and the Gemara answers, it is kosher b'smoil. Tosis asks, firstly, The Arushi Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Utnan Zorek B'Smo Apostle. Taisus says there is no such Mishnah which has that Lashon Zorek B'Smo Apostle. Furthermore, Taisus asks, Peshim Rebak of Mirul Einish, that even though Shimon holds Kahuna Bayetzva, the Lashon of Kahuna on its own does not tell us that it has to be Bimin, and by Zrika it says only Lashon of Kahuna, still we should be able to learn from Chatas to other Kabbanis. Chatas does say Etzba, and Rav Shimon is masking that the Matan Dom has to be done by Yamin. We should learn from Chatas to other Kabbanis. And Taisus quotes the Gemara later on in Daf Pei Gimel, which is also in Zvachim Tzadiches. The Gemara there seems to say this befirish B'das Rav Shimon. The Gemara there says that we learn from Chatas to other Kabbanis with a Hekish of Zoyis HaTeiro. We learn Machatas Eina Ba Elo Menachulin U'Biyoyim U'Biyodin HaYimonis. Af Kol, also other Kabbanis also need all these Dinim Menachulin, Biyoyim, and Biyodin HaYimonis. And the Gemara asks, the din of Yodah Yemanis, why do you have to learn it from Chatas to other Karbanis? We know from the Klal of Rabbi Barchan Omer Ish Lakish, wherever it says Lashon of Kahuna or Etzba, you need Yodah Yemanis. In all Karbanis it says Lashon of Kahuna by Zrika Saddam. So why do you have to learn from Chatas? So first the Gemara says, Kadin Aspa, Inacham Distin, you really do not have to learn from Chatas to other Karbanis. But in Zvachim there's another Teres, Yibai Seima. This Teres is not in the Gemara in Benochas later on, it's only in Zvachim Tzadiches. But the Gemara says a second Teres that it's going according to the Shita of Rav Shimon, who holds that Kahuna Ba Yetzba. Kahuna alone is not enough to tell us the din of Yad Yamin, therefore you have to learn from Chatas. Rakamam is the Mefurish Gemara which says that even according to Reb Shimon, there's the other Kabbanis also needs Zrika B'Yamin, you learn from Chatas. These are the Kashas of Taisus on Rashi, and because of these Kashas, Rabbeinu Tam has a different Girsa in the Gemara. Instead of being Girs V'Hari Zrika, he was Girs V'Hari Malika. Hari Malika like Sibel Kahuna Utnan Molak B'Smel Apostle, V'Lipolag Reb Shimon. And this is by answers, Polak b'Braisa, and here again you have to change the Girsa. The Braisa says, Molak b'Smo Apostle, v'Rab Shimon Machshir. Now further on, Taisus asks, he says, even if you will be Girs like Rabbeinu Tam, v'Ari Malika, this will take care of the problem that the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Zarek b'Smo Apostle, and there is no Mishnah that says this, Zarek b'Smo Apostle. There's a Mishnah about Malika, but not about Zrika. But Agapam Taisus says, either way, what will still be difficult, that we still have a right that according to Rab Shimon, the din is, Zrika b'Smo Apostle. We'll see in a moment what the raya is. That lechur is a kasha on the Gemara which Taisus brought before in Zvachim Pei Gimel, which says that the Hekish Azaisa Torah is used to learn dinim from Chatas to other Kabbanis. One of those dinim is Dirsai Chatas needs Yad Yamin, other Kabbanis also need Yad Yamin. And the Gemara there explains this is needed according to the Shita of Reb Shimon. The Gemara there seems to be mavur that Lamaisa, after you learn from Chatas to other Kabbanis, Reb Shimon holds that all Zrikais need Yad Yamin. Akachi, you have to be matcha that the Gemara there in Zvachim just means the Tana who said, they learn Yad Yamin from Chatas other Kabbanis. He holds like Rav Shimon Legabe this klal, that Kahuna Bo Yetzba, Be'enech Lam, it's not Rav Shimon himself. Rav Shimon himself holds, as Mavur over here in our Sugyo, Taisus is Raya, which we'll see in a moment. Rav Shimon himself holds that by other Kabbanis, Zrika is Kosher B'Smoil. The Tana over there holds, you learn from Chatas to other Kabbanis, because he holds of the klal of Rav Shimon, Be'enech Lam, that's not Rav Shimon himself. Now what is the Raya of Taisus that Rav Shimon himself has to hold, that Zrika is Kosher B'Smoil by other Kabbanis? The Raya from the Gemara over here, Behemshech, the Gemara brings, Reb Yehuda Brei de Reb Chiya says, B'das Reb Shimon, from the Pasuk, Kodesh Kadosh Mi Kechatas Uka Osham, from there the Torah compares the Mincha to a Chatas and to an Osham, from there we learn, Bala Oivdi Biyad, Oivdi Biyamin Kechatas. The Vidas which he does Biyad, which the Gemara is before, that includes the Kmitza, and who Adin if he does the Hailoch and Akhtara Biyad, that has to be Biyamin. Bala Oivdi Bikli, the Vidas said he does Bikli, which Rashi says means, the Matan Kaimis Bikli, if he does the Hailoch and Akhtara Bikli, that's kosher even b'smoil. And that we learn from Asham, and that way Mincha is similar to an Asham, that b'smoil is kosher. Now which avoid exactly of an Asham do we find that the Torah was machshir b'smoil? Taisus says, Akarach, this is referring to the Zrika. That must be what we're talking about, that according to Reb Shimon, Zrika Saddam of an Asham is kosher b'smoil. Taisus says, it cannot possibly be referring to the Kabbalah Saddam by an Asham, because according to Reb Shimon, even the Kabbalah Saddam of a Chatas is kosher b'smoil. If the Pasuk is saying that some ways Mincha is like a Chatas and some are like an Asham, so in the ways that it's similar to an Asham cannot be referring to the Kabbalah, that way Chatas also is kosher b'smoil. Obviously it's referring to the Zrika. And from here Taisus proves that according to Reb Shimon, Zrika Saddam by an Asham, in other words, any carbon other than Chatas, where we find the Torah says Etzba, the Reb Shimon is masking that has to be done by Yamin. Any other carbon, you see that Reb Shimon does not learn from Chatas to other Karbanis. Other Karbanis Reb Shimon would hold that Zrika is kosher b'smoil. So this is the Raya of Taisus, that even if you're going to be Gairis in the Gemara Malika instead of Zrika, like Rabbeinu Tam wanted to be Gairis, the Maisa of the Din is true that according to Reb Shimon, Zrika is kosher b'smoil. Again, as Taisa says, you have to say that the Gemara in Zvachim Tzadiches, which brings a Braisa, which is Mavur, that you learn from Chatas to other Kabbanis, that you need Yad Yamin. The Gemara there says that's going according to the Shita of Reb Shimon. that you cannot learn from Kahuna Bar Yetzba. As Tosfos says, that Gemara doesn't mean to say that Reb Shimon himself holds this way, that you learn from Chatas to other Karbonis. Reb Shimon himself holds that Lamais to other Karbonis is Rika is Kosher with Smoil. Gemara just means to say that Tana would hold like Reb Shimon, that Kahuna Bar Yetzba, therefore you do not have a Makar from now, which says the Lashon of Kahuna by other Karbonis. You have to learn from Chatas to other Karbonis that Rika needs Yemin. Now this Raya of Tosfos, now she proves that Badas Reb Shimon, the Zrika of other Karbonis is Kosher B'Smoil. For now, she says over here, Bala Oivde B'Kli Oivde B'Smoil Ka'asham. Taisus understands Ka'asham means that the Zrika of Asham is Kosher. So if we take a look at Rashi, we see that Rashi understood this Gemara differently. Rashi in Dibur Maschal Oivde B'Kli, he says, Shekidish Kaimitz B'Kli Oivde L'Kidish Kaimitz B'Smoil. The Gemara means to say that if you do Kidish Kaimitz, then that Kidish is Kosher B'Smoil. Why? Because it's Ka'asham. Rashi says Ka'asham Mitzayra Diksiv B'Smoil. Where do we find that Asham, something is kosher b'smoil? From Asham Mitzayra. Over there the Torah says that it's done b'smoil. Now the Chayim grapple with this Rashi. What is Rashi referring to exactly? Where does the Torah say by Asham that an avod is kosher b'smoil? And Sefer Torah Sekodesh, he says he doesn't understand Rashi's kavan over here. He leaves the Bitzarach in. The Biskrov says, Akarcha, what you have to say, the only possible thing that Rashi can mean is that which we find, like the Gemara discusses before in the Aftas Amud Beis, by Asham Mitzayra, the Torah says that he pours from the Lo Yashemin into the Kaf HaSmolis. That Lachar is the only thing Rashi could possibly mean. The problem is over there, that's not talking about the Dam of the Karban Bechlal, it's talking about the Shemin of the Metzera. And furthermore, the Briskov asks another Kasher, he says, the Aush Din is you have to pour into the Kaf HaSmolis, that's Bedafka the Kaf HaSmolis, and the Din is that if you pour into the Yad Yemin, then it's Pasal. If so, when the Gemara is over here saying, Bedas Reb Shimin, Bala Oivde Bekli Oivde Besmoil Ka'osham, the Gemara doesn't mean Bedafka, they have to use Yad Smoil. That means you could also do a biyad smol like we find by an asham. If where we're learning from is the din of yitzika to the kaf smolis, that's the place where we find smol by an asham. If so, the din should be that if he's bala oiv de bikli, he should bedavka have to use smol, and if he uses yad yamin, it should be pasul. So Rashi is difficult to understand, but Akapam Maisa, this is what Rashi says. And the Gemara tells us, bala oiv de bikli, oiv de besmol ka asham, different to that which we find by an asham, the yitzika sashemen onto the kaf smolis. Let's just mention another pshat, the Eilish Shema learns bedas Rashi. When Rashi says that we find smol is kosher by Asham, Rashi is referring to the Kabbalah Saddam, which the Kain does in his Yad, to be used for the Matan Bahinis. We mentioned in the beginning of this year that the Machlokes Rishonim between the Ramam and the Rash, that which the Mishnah says that there are two Kabbalahs on the Dam, one Kain is Mekabal Bakli to be used for the Matanis on the Mizbeach, another Kain is Mekabal for the Dam of Asham, Biyad to be used for the Matan Bahinis, the Kain who is Mekabal Biyad, the Sheet of the Ram is that he's Mekabal Biyad Yamin, and the Rash brings from a Tesefta that he's Mekabal Biyad Smoil. The Shlema says the Pshat and Rash over here will be Al-Derech the Rash. Rash is referring to the Kabbalah Saddam, which the Kain does Biyad, to be used for the Matan Bahinais. That Kabbalah was done Biyad Smoil. That's what the Gemara means to say. Bolo Oivde Bekli Oivde Besmol Ka'osham. We learn the Matan Kaimis Bekli, which is a form of Kabbalah, for the Kabbalah Saddam Osham of the Metzera, that it can be done Besmoil. This will be another Pshat and Rashi, but again, that will be Tali and Machaikas between the Ramam and the Rash. But Al-Kapam, according to either one of these two Pshat when Rashi, whether he means the Yitzikah into the Kaf Smolus of the Kain, or he means the Kabbalah Saddam Biyad Smolus for the Matan Bahinais, Rashi does not learn that we're talking about the Zrika of the Dam HaOsham. This will be a terrace to the Raya of Tosfos. Tosfos was proving from this Gemara that you see Badas Reb Shimon, that he holds that the Zrika of Dam HaOsham is kosher even Bismail. Tosfos understood Al-Kachu, this is what the Gemara has to mean. When the Gemara says, Bala Oivde Bekli Oivde Bismail Ka'osham, it's not talking about Kabbalah, Tosfos says, it must be talking about the Zrika Saddam. From here, Tosfos proves that Reb Shimon holds the Maisa. You don't make a limud from Chatas to other Karbanis. The Zrika Saddam of other Karbanis is kosher Bismail. According to Rashi, there is no such Raya. The Gemara here means something else totally. The Gemara is talking about the Yitzikas Shemin on Kaf Smolis, or the Kabbalah Saddam Osham Biyad Smolis. Anything Reb Shimon could possibly hold that be all Karbanis, Zrika is possible with Smoil, you would learn from Chatas to other Karbanis, which is the Pashas of the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Tzadik Ches. Now, the Maisa B'das Rashi, this Mahalach would work with Rashi in Ersegyo. Rashi in Ersegyo is not clear how he was Gersh in the Gemara. Perhaps he could learn Al-Derech Rabbeinu Tam that the Gersh says Malika, and if so, there is no such Gemara which says B'das Reb Shimon that Zrika is kosher with Smoil. However, we saw Rashi in Zvachim, Chav Daram, and Bezes Mavur, not like this. Rashi was Gersh in the Gemara Zrika, and therefore Rashi anyways would hold B'das Reb Shimon. And the truth is even more, Rashi in Zvachim Chafei Omer Aleph, he explains the Gemara of Bala Oivde Bekli, Oivde Besmol Ka'osham, not like the way he explains over here, rather Al-Derech Tosfos, and Chafei Omer Aleph over there, Dibur Maschal Bala Oivde Bekli, Rashi says clearly, that Oivde Besmol Ka'osham means the Zrika Saddam of Osham, which is Kosher Besmol. So the way Rashi learns over there in Zvachim, anyways, the Gemara is muchach like this. The Rav Shimon holds that Zrikas Adam b'Sharka Banis is kosher b'Smoil. Now, comparing the Maisa, the way Tosis comes out b'Shitas Rav Shimon, only Matan Dam of Chatas needs Yumin, Zrika of other Kabanis is kosher even b'Smoil. So we'll just mention briefly the Briskarov we discussed early in this year, the same Yisayid. The Briskarov explains it could be two possible dinim, and now which something has to be done b'Yumin. It could be mitzad da avoida, just like avoidas have to be done like the Akain and has to be ba'amido. Also, there could be a din that needs dafka yad yamin. However, the din of yamin could also have a different gather. It could be that it's a description of a specific maisa, like we explained from the Briskarov, a maisa kmitza can need yamin, not mitzad its avoida, rather that's the definition of the maisa kmitza itself, the seles being in the right hand of the Akain. Al-Gafan, the Briskarov says, and this is in the Sefer al-Ramam, Hilchos Psulei HaMikdoshim, on page Memvav, he says, that which we coin to Reb Shimon, Matan Dam of Chatos needs Yamin, we learn from that which it says Etzpah over there, Mashenkin other Kabani says Rikas Kosher, even Bismail, the Biskrov says there as well, that which a Chatos needs Yamin is not mitzad its din avoida. It's not mistabber to say that certain Karbonis, the Matan Dam needs Yamin, and some Karbonis, the Matan Dam does not need Yamin. Rather, the Pshat is that since it says Etzpah by Matan Dam Chatos, and we learn Etzpah from Mitzayra, just like Etzpah of Mitzayra is referring to the Etzpah Yimonis, so to my Matan Dam Chatas also, Etzva is defined as the Etzva Yimonis. So it's not the pshat that the Matan Dam Chatas is an avoida which needs Yimin, rather when the Torah says that the Matan Dam is done with an Etzva, which Etzva are we referring to? We're referring to the right finger. The Briskrov has an Arichos over there, but Al-Kapanim for now we'll just leave with the Ikar Yisoid. The Ikar Yisoid of the Briskrov is that B'das Reb Shimon, the Aush Matan Dam of Chatas has to be done with the Etzva Yimin, it's not mitzad the avoida of the Matan Damim, rather it's because the Etzva that the Torah is referring to is the Etzva Yimin. Now, I'll talk about one final nidain. The Gemara is mavur when the Gemara asks the Kasha that if wherever it says kahuna, you know already that you need yamin. So why do you need the drasha of Rava Yad Yad to tell us that kmitza needs yamin? The pasuk already says lashon of kahuna by kmitza. So the Gemara answers chad lekaimitz v'chad lekiddush kaimitz. Rashi explains kiddush kaimitz means ki mekadosh lekaimitz bekli yet neog biyamin latoicha kli. When the kohen's putting it into the kli, he has to put it into the kli with his right hand. That's what we're referring to when we say that we learn from the Pasuk the Din that the Kiddush Kaimetz has to be Biyamin. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara asks, if you hold like Rav Shimon holds either you don't need a Kiddush Kaimetz Bechal, or even if you do need a Kiddush Kaimetz, it's Kosher B'Smoil, which according to Rashi, again, Kiddush Kaimetz means how he put it into the Kli, according to Rav Shimon, even if he put it into the Kli with his left hand, also is Kosher. That's what Rashi learns before, and here again, where the Gemara says that according to Rav Shimon, Kiddush Kaimetz is Kosher B'Smoil, again, according to Rashi, that would mean that if he put it into the kli with his left hand, it's kosher. Now, the Shita Mikobetas over here in Ayis Gimel, he asks a kasha on Rashi. For the Gemara later on, Daf Chavav Omer Beis. The Gemara over there at the top of the Omer brings a braisa. There's machlokes between Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, kenegad the Chachamim. If one did a maisa kmitza biyamin, and afterwards he transferred the kaimis from his right hand into his left hand, could he put the kaimis back into his right hand to do the kiddush? The sheet of the Chacham is that you cannot put it back because it's possible with a psal of Nishbach. The Chacham say since it needs a Kiddush Kli, so the Kaimetz has to go directly from his hand where he did the Maisa Kmitza from into the Kli. If he puts the Kaimetz somewhere else in between, it becomes possible with a psal of Nishbach. And the Gemara says, according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, they hold that it does not become possible. The Gemara proves from here, not like the sheet of Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak is the one who says that even Reb Shimon is maskim that you need Kiddush Kaimetz. The Gemara says it's Muchach that Reb Shimon holds you do not need Kiddush Kaimetz. Because if you do need a Kiddush, why shouldn't he also agree that it becomes possible with the Psov Nishbach if he puts it into his Yad Smoil? So the Shittim Mekubetz over here asks the Kasha and Rashi, how can Rashi over here learn B'das Reb Shimon that you need Kiddush Kli but it can be done B'Smoil? The Gemara of there is before that if you need Kiddush Kli, and after he does the Kmitza B'Yamin, if he puts it into his Yad Smoil, it becomes possible with the Psov Nishbach. In other words, since Reb Shimon is also Maskim, the Kmitza has to be done B'Yamin, as we see in Er Sugyo, and the sigil of there is mavur that if you transfer it from yamin to the smoil, the kaimitz will get up psal nishbach as long as you hold that the kaimitz needs a kiddush kli. If so, how could Rashi over here explain in Er Sugyo that the Gemara is telling us that even if you hold you need a kiddush kli, but it's kosher b'smoil, how does that make sense? Why is it not nifsa with a psal of nishbach like the sigil is mavur of later on in Daf Chavav? Now the truth is the same kasha can also be asked in the shita of the chachamim. The sigil over here is mavur that you need two psukim, one pasuk to tell us that the kmitz has to be b'yamin. One pasuk that tells us that the kiddush kaimetz, which according to Rashi, that means putting it into the kli, that also has to be done by yamin. And the same kasha will be difficult over here. Why do you need two psukim? Since according to the chachamim, kmitza needs a kiddush kli, and the sigil later on is mavur that anything needs a kiddush kli, if you put it from your right hand to your left hand, it will become possible to absolve nishbach. So where would it be negeya this din that you can't do the matan kli with smoil. Either way, as soon as you put it into the smoil, it's already possible with a psul of nishbach. Now, Rabban, the Shita Mekubetz says, because of his kasha and Rashi, he says it's muchach. The pshat and the arsig is not like what Rashi explains. When the Gemara talks about kiddush kaimitz, both in the beginning of the sigur, when we say, well, we need two psukim, chadlik mitzvah v'chadlish kiddush kaimitz, and when we talk about Badas Reb Shimon, in both places, kiddush kaimitz does not mean, like Rashi says, that the avodah of matan kli has to be done by a min. Rather, we're talking about the one who's holding the kli b'shas the kiddush kaimitz. That's what the Gemara means to say, Badas Chacham, that you need two psukim, one for the kmitza itself and one for the kiddush kaimitz, meaning the one who's holding the kli b'shas the matan kli, he also has to hold it by a min. That's what the Gemara means to say, that according to Reb Shimon, even if you hold it, you need a kiddush kaimitz, but the one who's holding the kli does not have to hold it by a min. And that's the Gemara's kasha, according to Reb Shimon, what do you need the elder pasuk for? According to the Shita, that which the kiddush kaimitz has to be biyamin, that we don't need a drasha for, because anyways it would have to be biyamin. If you put it into his left hand, it would become possible with a psal of nishbach. Now the truth is, the way the Shita Mekubetzes explains, Rashi himself in Zvachim Chavdal Ramar Beis actually explains like this. The Gemara over there, which is identical Gemara's Bayas, and Rashi Dibur Maschal, the kiddush kaimitz, he says clearly, when the Gemara says, Chayl the kaimitz v'chayl the kiddush kaimitz, the second pasuk is for the one who's holding the kli b'shas the kiddush kaimitz. The Rashi in Zochem is very good. We could explain that for the one who does the matan kaimitz for kli, we don't need a pasuk to tell us that it has to be biyamin, because either way, if you put into his smile, it will become possible with a psal of nishbach. We only need a pasuk for the one who's holding the kli, and he also has to hold it biyamin. And according to Reb Shimon as well, the kiddush kaimitz means the one who's holding the kli, he could hold it even b'smoil, but the one who's being mekadosh the kaimitz for kli, he would have to do the matan kli biyamin. In other words, even though be'esem in theory you could have said that the avodah of kiddush kaimitz would be kosher b'smol according to Reb Shimon, but there's a different problem. If he puts it from his right hand into his left hand, it will become possible with a psal of nishbach. We should stress that even though this is a chiddush, because the chayr once were saying that be'esem the avodah of matan kaimitz for kli according to Reb Shimon would be kosher b'smol, then how could there be a psal of nishbach? The chayr nishbach is only if you put the kaimitz in a place where it doesn't belong. Like if you hold the sheet of the Chachamim, that kiddush kaimitz b'kli is possible with smol, then we understand that if you put it from Yad Yamin into the Yad Smol, you're putting it to a place where it's not supposed to be, because the Yad Smol cannot be used for kiddush kaimitz. Mashenkin, according to Reb Shimon, if he holds the Be'esem kiddush kaimitz would be kosher with smol, then the Chayit should not be nifsal with a psal of nishbach. You're not putting it into a place where it doesn't belong. It does belong in the left hand, because the left hand can be used for kiddush kaimitz. Rakapam Be'esemavur from the Gemara Menachas Chavav, the Gemara over there says that if Reb Shimon would hold the kaimitz needs matan kli, then it will become possible if he put it from Yad Yamin into Yad Smol. This is the kasha of the Shita Mekubetzes on Rashi, that even if in theory Reb Shimon would be machshir matan kmitza v'smol, but either way, putting it from Yad Yamin into Yad Smol would passel it with a psal of nishbach, as we see from the Gemara on Daf Chav Vav. If so, how can Rashi explain that when it says in our Gemara, b'smol achshuri achshir, it means to say that it's kosher if he does the matan kli v'smol? Either way, it's going to be possible with a psal of nishbach. So to answer Rashi, the Sefer Minchas Avram over here, he has an arichas, he brings a few terutzim. First, he brings from the Chazanish, in Menachas Simon Chafarov, Sifkat and Zayin. The Chazanish says it's possible that one kohen was holding the kmitza biyamin, another kohen came along and knocked it out of his hand into the kli. So in this case, it never was in a different place between being in the Yad Yamin of the one who did the kmitza to being in the kli. So here there will be nafkamina, whether kiddush kaimitz is kosher b'smoil or only biyamin. According to the sheet of the Chachamim, the Gemara said you need two psukim, one to tell us that kmitza needs yamin, and one to tell us that matan kli needs yamin. According to Rashi, it will be negar in this case, where a second kain knocked it from the hand of the first kain into the kli, so if he knocked it with his right hand, it's kosher, if he knocked it with his left hand, it's possible. And if I mean a case where the first kain put it into his left hand, then it's not negaya, because either way there's a psal of nishbach, but in this case, where it never was in a different place in between, here it's negaya the din that the matan kli has to be yamin. And according to Reb Shimon as well, this will be the terrace to the kasha of the Shita Mekubetzes. If Be'esem Reb Shimon holds the matan kli is kosher b'smoil, the kasha of the Shita was, but anyways, once he puts it into his left hand, it's possible with the psal of nishbach, the nafkamina will be if a second kain knocks it out of the hand of the first kain into the kli, if he did it b'yat smoil, it would be kosher. The second terrace the Minchas of Rav brings, b'shem Reber El Salavichik, in a case where after the kain did the kmitza, he divided the kainwitz into two, and he put it into two different kalim. So we saw the Sigurd of Vavam Abayz, and one of there is Mavur, that it's not Mekadosh the Kaimitz. However, we discussed over there, the Rambam is Mavur, that if afterwards you combine it into one Kli, it is Mekadosh the Kaimitz, and we don't say that it's possible with the Psal of Nishbach. Even though when he put each half of a Kaimitz into the Kli, at that time it was not Niskadosh, still we don't say that it's in a place where it doesn't belong. He put it into the Kli Sharis where it does belong, therefore afterwards when he combines it, then the Kaimitz is Niskadosh, and there was no Psal Nishbach. Here there will be an afkamina, when he combines the two halves, when he pours from one kli into the other kli, so now he's doing the avodah of kiddush kemetz, the matan kli, so here it's neged whether it has to be done by yamin or it's kosher b'smoil. According to the Shita Chacham, it has to be done by yamin. This is what the second pasuk is telling us, that the kiddush kemetz has to be by yamin. And according to Reb Shimon, he holds the kiddush kemetz is kosher b'smoil. Anyhow, in a case where he put it from his right hand into his left hand, either way it will be possible with the psal of nishbach. But here we have a case where there's no psal nishbach. It's in two different kelim, and now he's combining the two halves. If he combines it with his left hand, according to Reb Shimon, it's kosher. One can take a look further in the Sefer Minchas Avraham over here. He discusses these in Yonim Ba'arichos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.